question, huh? I didn't reply. I wish I had an answer for you, Holly. I really do. It's a lot to take in. I wish I could tell you it's all going to work itself out, but I can't. What I can say is that we're all here for you, no matter what happens next. He nodded, but kept his gaze trained ahead, staring into the neighborhood as night approached. I fell silent again and nibbled on pieces of muffin, breaking them apart with my fingers. I was scattering more crumbs than I was actually eating, mostly just to have something to do with my hands.
All this time, Holly.
Nick shook his head, dazed.
It was all real. Right there under my nose.
I remained silent. In light of everything that had happened over the past few weeks, I knew there was nothing I could add that would take away the shock he was feeling. Nick turned to me.
You remember that first night we met?
I laughed. How could I forget? A smile pulled at one corner of his lips.
You threatened to pull a gun on me, but it turned out your biggest weapon was a chubby cat. You weren't even wearing shoes capable of doing any damage. I'm pretty sure you were wearing fuzzy bunny slippers.
I elbowed him. I was not wearing fuzzy bunny slippers. He chuckled and stared out at the street in front of the manor.
I came here sneaking around, hoping to find some haunted house. That was what brought me to Beechwood in the first place. I thought there were ghosts living here, and that I'd crack open some dark secret and write a tell-all book that would be turned into a movie franchise.
You never told me that part. He shrugged.
It was a pipe dream. The silly place my mind wandered when I was frustrated with life.
I gave him an understanding nod. I had a few of those myself.
I never thought any of this would happen, Holly.
I know.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about any of this, you know. On the one hand, all of my suspicions turned out to be true. I wasn't completely crazy thinking there was some other world just under the surface. But now, whether I want to be or not, I'm part of that world and I can't go back to my old one ever again.
I wish I could have prepared you for this. You don't know how many times I've wondered if maybe I should have told you the truth a long time ago, back when we first became friends. There were dozens of moments it nearly tumbled out of my mouth. He turned at that. I felt his eyes staring at my profile.
Why didn't you?
I sighed. I guess that's my million-dollar question. In part, it's against Haven law. Now, I'm not entirely opposed to breaking, or at least fudging the lines of the law. But some part of me worried that you wouldn't believe me. As curious as you were about ghosts and all that, I also got this feeling that to you it was still something fantastical. I didn't know how you would react, and I didn't want to risk our friendship in case you didn't believe me. He gave a thoughtful nod.
I'm not sure what I would have said to you. There's a good chance I would have called you crazy and avoided eye contact at the grocery store.
Sounds about right. I laughed. Hey, why don't you come in and have dinner? Nick shook his head.
Thanks, but I don't think I'm quite ready for all that just yet. If you don't mind, I'd rather just stay here.
Sure. You're always welcome here, Nick. Especially now that I'm not worried about you walking in mid-Lacey and Adam showdown. He smiled at me.
As a werewolf, whose side should I pick there?
I blinked, surprised at the casual way he referenced his new identity. He hadn't said it that plainly since finding out the news. I took it as a good sign and smiled. I have to pick Adams because, you know, kind of the girlfriend code. So you can take Lacey's and we'll start betting on their matches. Nick laughed.
Sounds like a plan.
I pushed up from the porch, brushed a hand over Nick's shoulders and said goodnight. Inside, Adam was standing at the large picture window in the living room, one hand buried in a bag of trail mix.
You think he's going to be okay?
He asked when I joined him. I followed his gaze and saw that Nick was still sitting on the porch, staring out into the night. A shiver of doubt snaked through me. I tore my eyes off Nick's slumped silhouette and glanced at Adam. I really don't know. Adam looped an arm around me and pulled me gently into his side.
We'll help him through it.
I nodded sadly.
We'll do our best.
The moon hovered in the inky sky, bright, and yet somehow ominous with Nick sitting beneath it. Within a couple of days, it would be full, and Nick would face his first change since being cursed. Adam had already agreed to run the forest with him during the full moon. He tried to play it off, saying it was to keep Nick out of trouble, but we all knew the truth. He would be there to make sure Nick didn't hurt anyone.
Who knows? Now that you've got your potions license, maybe you'll be the one to find the cure for the curse.
I smiled up at Adam. Pretty sure that's giving me way too much credit, but thank you. He dropped a kiss to my forehead. Thank you, I said.
For what?
For always being there, no matter what new insanity is unleashed around us. Adam grinned.
Is this your way of warning me to buckle up again?
I laughed. You never know what's waiting around the corner. After all, now that Nick knows the truth about all of us, maybe he'll want to get back to his paranormal investigator roots.
And if he does, how would that involve you?
Adam asked, though I suspected we both already knew the answer. I shrugged one shoulder. He might need a partner, someone to show him the ropes of the supernatural world. Adam cringed.
I was afraid you'd say that.
I popped up onto my tiptoes and kissed him. Come on. How much trouble could we really get into? Groaning, he kissed me back, then leaned his forehead against mine.
Please don't make me think about the answer to that question.
This concludes Which Way Home by Danielle Garrett, narrated by Amanda Ronconi. Copyright 2017 by Danielle Garrett. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Danielle Garrett and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright there too. Please visit Tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.